All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Happy Half Hour. And isn't it a happy half hour? It's a beautiful day outside in Charlotte, North Carolina, especially if you're a duck.
I was about to say, it's severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, we're underwater here in Charlotte. There are things falling out of the sky, like giant limbs and everything else. So
we had an eclipse this week.
The eclipse, the moon god ate the sun the other day. Fortunately, it came back. I don't know, cats and dogs sleeping together. There's your dated pop culture reference right out of the top. Let's get through with that and talk about the thing people came here to hear, which is the many, many football things. Woo!
We need like a little audio, right?
Yeah,
there.
We do. When we produce this thing at a different level, which you never know. Stay tuned. There could be some exciting news regarding your happy half hour coming up in the weeks and months to come, including a sponsor that I think is going to fit in perfectly with our whole little aesthetic we've got going on around here. Stay tuned for that. But in the interim, what we've got to offer you is many, many football people in this stadium. It is finally starting to look like football again with the offseason conditioning program beginning this week. And there's a lot of dudes wandering around. And not just a lot of dudes, a lot of new dudes, a lot of old dudes. It's still a little jarring to walk down the hall and say, oh, hi, Jadeveon Clowney.
Right.
You are a person who works here now, because that is a thing that's happened since the last time we got together.
Jadeveon Clowney, Derrick Brown got his extension. I mean, they're shoring up the defense. One of the few things that I learned from Urban Meyer that can actually be taken away and applied positively to someone's life is that you build a team through the defensive line. And this defensive line now boasts Derrick Brown, A'shaun Robinson, Shy Tuttle, and then you've got Jadeveon Clowney coming off the edge, which I know Jadeveon Clowney is going into his 11th season, but Darren, he came off one of his best seasons in his early career last year with the Baltimore Ravens.
9.5 sacks last year for a pretty good Baltimore defense was a resurgence for Jadeveon. And he's kind of knocked around and been on one-year deals for a little bit, but that signing, to me, as much for all the stuff they did, and they've operated in bulk this offseason, and I would like to remind people, this ain't how it's always going to be, and this ain't how they want it to be every year, because you don't want to be in the business of signing 12, 13, 14 free agents every March, because that means you got a bunch of holes you got to fill.
The Baker's dozen plus.
But getting him in was like the signal of, okay, that's the last big one.
Right.
That's the last, I think people daydream about other things that might happen in the future. But now that you got Jadeveon Clowney in the building, you can put a team on the field.
Right.
Before that signing, it's like, who's playing outside linebacker? Oh, my God, I don't know. When I was in Orlando talking to Canales at the owners' meetings, I asked him specifically prior to the Clowney signing, this group you have here, what can you do with it? Can you go? Mm-hmm. Can you play? And he's like, we like all these guys individually, but there was clearly something missing from the group. And bringing in a heavy hitter like Clowney lends a little bit of stability to this thing. I mean, it's obviously not the same as it was, and people are going to miss Brian and Frankie for years to come because those guys were around here and made connections with people and all that kind of stuff. But I think in terms of the overall defense, this thing might be a little more stable and ought to be better against the run than it was a year ago, because you've swapped out smaller bodies for bigger bodies.
Right.
Deshaun Williams, love him. He's a great dude, created an NFL career out of an unlikely background, hometown kid, effectively home state kid, sort of. But you've replaced a 6'1", 280-pound defensive end with a 6'4", 320-pound A'shaun Robinson.
Right.
And A'shaun is just that kind of door frame big. Even among big people, he looks big. He's the big one when big people get together. He's the one whose head sticks up above the rest of the crowd. I love the fact that in his backstory, his mom used to have to carry a birth certificate to Pop Warner games to prove that he was actually 5 and not 17. Mm-hmm. But they've done things like that. And with Robinson coming up front to stand alongside Shy Tuttle and Derrick Brown, with Clowney on that second line, you're a little more stout against the run, which you needed to be. I mean, the Panthers had to face way too many runs last year because they were always behind. But I think personnel-wise, they're a little more stable there. So and, that in and of itself is a good thing.
Right, and you're bringing Clowney in too, who, like we said, with the 9.5 sacks, I think he even had 10.5 when you count the playoffs. You know, he was in high 40s in tackles for somebody in his 10th season coming off the edge. That's what you need. That Darren, this is just getting off on a little tangent. I have a philosophy that position is the most important position on defense in today's game. And when you have somebody who can still move the way he can still move, even at his age, he's like 32.
Ha!
When you have somebody that can still move like that, but also has the experience and the mind to know these quarterbacks, he played in the AFC last year. He's faced, you know, guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So when you've got somebody who knows these quarterbacks, who knows where to be, he knows what to do, and he still has all of the physical attributes that once made him a first overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a little exciting,
right?
I was walking out of an interview yesterday with Dave Canales, and I made the joke. I said, you know, you've got two number one overall picks now at two of the most important positions, and he just started smiling, and he's like, "Can you imagine how much fun we're gonna have?" And I think that's what they're thinking. Is,
right.
You know, we've got Jadeveon Clowney on one side. We've got Bryce Young on the other with a very high ceiling still to come for Bryce Young. Imagine how much fun they could be having.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that's kind of become obvious walking around this building for the last couple of days, Cass, is we've talked a lot about individual components of this thing that's being put together. But I think this week is important because now for the first time, it is a tangible thing you're doing. You now see this group of people. It's not just the idea of, okay, we signed this guy to this contract and he's going to play this role. No, that's Jadeveon.
Mm-hmm.
He lives here. He's from Rock Hill.
Right.
He's done this thing. He likes Bojangles, which we learned during our Ask the Old Guy video mailbag the other week with Jadeveon, which you can enjoy on Panthers.com.
What was his order?
He is a Supremes guy. The fries at night. In the morning, he'll go spicy filet biscuit, add egg.
Okay. I had my first Bojangles biscuit this week.
Is that right?
First one of my life.
How is that possible?
You know, Bojangles is not – I lived in Florida for 10 years where there's not any really Bojangles. I lived in Green Bay for 2 years where there's not any. And when I last lived in Alabama, they were just starting to get there. So –
well, now you've come to the good land.
And now there is one literally across the street from my house.
There you go. And we can start pilgrimages. I can take you to Bojangles 1, which is just down the street here.
Right.
The mothership where it all started. What did you get at your first trip to Bojangles while we're on this tangent?
I just got a steak biscuit
and
a Dr. Pepper. But last week I went there for the first time. I had gone in college one time. And then last week I went for the first time since college. And it was lunchtime, so I got a chicken sandwich and a sweet tea. And the sweet tea was actually really, really good.
Yeah. You didn't get bow rounds?
Oh, I did get bow rounds
with
my biscuit.
Right.
Yes, I did. I forgot. Thank you, Matt, for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
I'm all about some hash browns in the morning, and those bow rounds were really good.
Yeah. It's we could do an entire podcast about Bojangles.
Man, y'all are making me hungry.
And I might. don't even get me started on the Bojangler on a biscuit instead of a bun, no cheese.
Back to Clowney, though.
Yeah.
I thought the most thing that stood out the most about what he told you when you were talking to him was that he waited to want to be here.
Yeah.
You know, some people say that that's the worst thing that can happen to a guy is to go to his hometown team. And he purposely waited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you finish that thought off.
And he mentioned, I mean, he was like at times early in his career, he wasn't prepared personally for the pressure that comes with being the hometown guy.
Right.
I mean, when you're surrounded by your friends from high school, you get all those little things. And I've actually known people in front offices here, you know, in the past and even 20 years ago and beyond, who would actually – that downgrades a guy on the draft if you've got to worry about hometown friends mm-hmm. being a negative influence on. Sometimes
AKA Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in that Patriots documentary, that was a thing. He wanted to go to Seattle. So mm-hmm. – but
that's as far away as you can get from Boston.
But I think for Jadeveon, he's coming back a different cat. I mean, he is no longer the first overall pick in a draft who made a guy's head roll halfway down the field against Michigan. He's now a old pro. He's kind of an old head coming into this place.
He's a dad.
He talked about, you know, I hang around the house. I'm here with the kids and the family. This is not, you know, I'm not out doing what I was doing when I was younger. And I think that maturity kind of allows him to walk into this place in a little bit better spot. And that's kind of what I was getting at. When you see these guys all together, all of these individual parts kind of came in at one time. When you see them all in the room and you see them interact, when you see guys out on the practice field Monday and, oh, yeah, Bryce is talking to a huddle of offensive teammates about what they're going to do that day. And even if all they're going to do is run and stretch and do some conditioning work and that kind of stuff, just the idea of creating that vibe, creating that leadership, creating those bonds. Mm-hmm. You know, Canales talks about it all the time. You know, if you can create a family, I think he tweeted this out the other day, create a family, the wins will come. Mm-hmm. They're in the process of creating that family this week because all the cousins at the reunion who don't know each other are meeting each other for the first time, and they're trying to figure out where they fit. And that's kind of what happens here. In this phase one, to use the football parlance, it's a lot of weightlifting and run around and exercises and stuff like that with some meetings involved. They're not actually out there running routes on the field or being coached and that kind of stuff. That's against the rules this time of year. And
no football.
No, it's not football-y. But they're learning each other. And that, after what this team has been through for the last couple of years, is as important as any schematic thing or any personnel thing that's going to happen. I mean, I have said before, this team has to kind of reset. This team has to adopt normal for 5 minutes. You know, we can't worry about reinventing the wheel. We can't worry about revolutionizing football. We just got to be evolutionary for a minute and do the normal things well. And that's what's
get the football right.
And that's, yeah, get the football right. That could be the secret word for our podcast one of these days. We'll go full Pee Wee's Playhouse on that. Go secret word. And when Dave Canales says get the football right, streamers come out of the ceiling and there's confetti cannons and everything. Matt will clean up the studio.
I have a question. What is Pee Wee's Playhouse?
You might as well tell me you've never been to Bojangles. What? Pee Wee's Playhouse, Pee Wee Herman, look it up.
I do know Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee had a children's show that aired on Saturday mornings. It was very fun. Him and all his friends got in adventures to entertain kids, and one of the features was the secret word. And the secret word might be something as innocuous as rain. And if somebody accidentally said the word rain, and that was the secret word, everybody would go, ah!
It sounds like a hoot.
It was a more playful Pee Wee,
I was about to say, isn't he like in jail now?
No, Pee Wee's no longer among us.
Come on. My bad.
That's all right. I will forgive you for that one.
I knew something happened.
Yeah. He's in the basement of the Alamo now. Where has this podcast gone?
Do you know who else is down there? Jimmy Hoffa.
Matt, you were worried about this one coming in, and I think we've lived down to your every expectation. What on earth are we doing here? So anyway, all right, we've covered a lot of the big news. Clowney's here. We talked about all of the free agents in previous incarnations. The other really big thing is, and you kind of mentioned it out of the top, Derek Brown has the contract.
Right.
And you want to talk about something that is a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Telling Derek Brown, here's a pile of money, stay here for the next 4 years, is a big one. But to me, as good as Derek was on the field, the important part of Derek Brown signing an extension here is Derek Brown's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen, I mean, for too long, and people who listen to this show or fans of this team know all the history. I mean, Christian McCaffrey's not here. DJ Moore's not here. Brian Burns is not here anymore. But giving Derek that contract kind of says, okay, the buck stops here.
Right.
We're going to keep ours now. Starting today, the guys who are from and of, the guys who grow up here and become stars are going to be part of this program moving on. So, I mean, I think Derek carries symbolic weight that is as important for this team as his actual weight, which is considerable.
Exactly. And like you said, it shows the other players that are here that if you put in the work and you put in the time, you'll be rewarded for that as well, and you're not going to be traded away. And it shows to Derek, we trust you to be a foundational piece for this team. And it also says to this team, we're not just completely in rebuilding mode year after year. Like, we're going to keep these pieces. We're going to build around them, which is essentially what they did by, you know, shoring up that line by bringing in Robinson. I mean, imagine A'shaun Robinson is going to get a lot of attention, and that frees up Derrick Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine the wrecking ball that can come through a line like that. And so, it, like you said, it makes a statement. That was the best word for it. It tells the players there, put in the work, you'll be rewarded. It tells Derrick Brown, we want you here. We want to build around you. And it tells this club and this fan base, we're building for the future, but we're actually building. We're not just saying we're going to be doing it.
So there you go. Jadeveon Clowney, check. Big mm-hmm. piece of business. Derrick Brown secured for the future, check. Obviously, the next couple weeks offer even more big stuff for the Carolina Panthers. There are guys in here this week for pre-draft visits. That's a lot that's going to happen. We will have, I promise you, this is my vow, a pre-draft edition of the Happy Half Hour coming up in the next couple weeks, and that's obviously a big thing. They've got two picks in the top 40, 33 and 39. I know a lot of people have probably been wasting a lot of time on the mock draft right. simulators on the internet. It beats working.
Or is that work?
And, sometimes it's research, darn it.
Right.
But we will get into all that on the next episode of the Happy Half Hour, along with many more earthly delights. You never know what you're going to get here. So until then, have a happy half hour, everybody.
Bye.